from newstalkzb.co.nz, it's the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.
G'day there and welcome to the rewrap for Friday. All the best bits from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, which has been starring Chris Lynch this week on Newstalkzb. I am Glenn ZB, and today the guy who King had a guy and got away with it and now wants to actually just hit more people. Hawaiians, their porn use and their response to missile warnings, and the busking festival, what's wrong with it? But before any of that, Civil Defence is getting a shake-up with their emergency response systems.
This report recommends the introduction of fly-in teams for natural disasters. Fly-in teams? I mean, this sounds like something you'd see from action hero Thor. Here I am, ready to save the day. I've just flown in. I mean, it doesn't work like, disasters don't work like that. I would think people need to realise that, when civil defence emergency is activated, it is manned by a team of volunteers who give up their day and go and help. Yes, there have been appalling decisions made and the lack of urgency, particularly when it came to things like the Christchurch Port Hills fires. But you know what? I'm going to be kind to the City Council for once. Things have actually improved. For example, nowadays when it floods in Christchurch, as it often does as a result of the earthquakes, the Council now is pretty fast at sending out those important civil defence safety messages to the media to provide the residents with the essential information they need. They really are. Let's be clear. It is never the people on the ground or the hard-working volunteers who are to blame for the delays of information. I just do not think we need another agency set up. Cut the amount of so-called leaders trying to validate their positions, get rid of half of them, problem solved. But setting up another agency to coordinate all of the country's civil defence branches, in other words, another management layer, would be a disaster in itself.
Yeah, I do feel like we've reached that age again. I think it sort of happened in the late 80s, early 90s, where we had too many layers of management. A lot of jobs created for the sake of it. But don't worry, I'm sure the economy will collapse at some stage and they'll have to pare all that stuff down again. I just hope I'm not one of the things that's pared down. A guy who fell down after being hit in the back of the head probably wasn't very happy about this guy being released. This is a complicated sort of a case, happened on the Gold Coast, and now the people want to let that coward puncher be in a celebrity boxing match. Don't know what's going on here.
Makuta punched the victim in the side of the head, knocking him out cold as he slammed onto the pavement. He was charged with one count of assault causing grievous bodily harm but escaped any prison term. Now, some in the boxing community on the Gold Coast want to make some kind of example of him. They want to make him almost some kind of hero for a charity fight, encouraging him to be a real man. The promoter wrote on their Facebook page, "Caleb, you weak grog, get into the ring for our charity scaffolding boxing night." Providing more exposure for this dropkick is the last thing he needs. He's already shown he has no remorse for his actions, so there's nothing to be gained from putting him in the ring, other than the feel-good factor of having his face rearranged. This mentality is right up there with those in the media who provide airtime to families of hardcore criminals. You know the ones where the teenager murders somebody or commits some kind of heinous crime and mummy is asked to describe her beautiful boy. Giving this thug a physical platform to carry out a similar action he appeared in court for is simply ridiculous. If real men want to become fighters or boxers, then they should do so legally and not after appearing in court.
I think people should just stop hitting people. That'd get my vote. Just don't hit. Why can't they be laid back like in Hawaii? In fact, some people are really laid back. Not necessarily for the reasons that you might initially think.
Trending now on the Mike Hosking Breakfast.
Well, is this site ever not trending, I would imagine? You see, website Pornhub has released some enlightening statistics about the use during and after the Hawaiian missile debacle. That music, Glenn, is very off-putting, I must say. The site says our team has found a massive drop in traffic at 8:07 a.m. immediately after the warning, right? And by 8:23 a.m. traffic was a massive 27% below that of normal. But here's the interesting part of all of this. There is just over, 23% of stubborn users who decided they would die as they would live. And that would be, still using Pornhub during the missile crisis. Some of the reaction on the internet's been quite incredible. Somebody wrote, last week's missiles alert in Hawaii made people stop watching porn briefly, and then they had celebrated having more time on their hands. Ha ha. But is there ever a time when Pornhub probably wouldn't be all that popular? But good on the Hawaiians.
Yeah, it's weird that, isn't it? You'd think perhaps people might use their last minutes to get the most out of a site like Pornhub that they possibly could, but I don't know. We're going to finish up here with Chris. He's had a look at what's going on with the 25th annual Buskers Festival in Christchurch, and he's just a little bit jaded by it, I think.
There's always great things, always great festivals or council-run festivals that happen around this country, aren't there? One for Christchurch. They're celebrating the World Buskers Festival, 25 years. It's on right now, and I was looking forward to going to see some of what the buskers have got to do. Remember the good old days when you would go, you would stand on the street and you'd watch a juggler do something, you'd watch somebody breathe fire, you'd watch a puppeteer with his little wee skeleton puppeteer, all that. You know, it was quite fun. But I don't know, the definition of busker, Glenn, is what?
Well, that was my first full-time job. That's so what it means to me.
You stand on the street, right, and you beg for money after you've done something slightly insane or funny, right?
Well, I didn't beg. I played great music, and then people showed their appreciation by giving me a donation.
Which is nice. But here's the weird thing I don't understand about this Buskers Festival. You pay money. You buy tickets. Most of the buskers appearing in the Buskers Festival, you have to buy tickets instead of a donation. Whatever happened to throwing them 20 cents if they were funny, or $5 if they were really, really good? But I just feel like we're losing, and don't get me wrong, I'm sure the artists that are coming to this festival look amazing, but I wouldn't have thought, with the greatest respect, the top twins are buskers. I mean, the top twins are going, for example, and you'll no doubt have to pay money. In fact, well, like on their website,
are they
going
to juggle?
Well, no. And that's
are they going to swallow knives?
Well, no. But on the website, it's got suggested donations of how much money.
One of the top twins stand on top of one of the other top twins.
Well, that's the thing.
I would pay money to see that.
Here's the thing. I'm not having a go at the top twins. What I'm suggesting is this really a Buskers Festival? When you click on some of the acts that you're going to see, you can book tickets, and it gives you a suggested amount. What suggested donations? For example, I've just clicked on Randy Live. Looks like some kind of public performance. Looks like lots of fun, don't get me wrong. But for VIP front seating, $30. For general admission, it's $25. And they call that the suggested donations for the production. Now, don't get me wrong. I know it is expensive to have artists travel all around the world, comedians, all that kind of stuff. But aren't we losing sight of what buskers are all about? Whatever happened to the good old days of the buskers in Cashel Mall or even Queen Street in Auckland? And that was, to me,
or Victoria Street in Hamilton is where I was.
Let's be inclusive here. You know, buskers. I just didn't think you were now.
You're certainly making me rethink why I didn't charge people a recommended fee to watch me stand on Victoria Street in front of Helen Stein's.
And also.
And sing my songs. You've really made me.
Well, you should have.
I've missed out on a lot of income.
There's additional fees. $2 per ticket to book online.
I could refer people to Ticketek.
That's right. I mean, is that really buskers? Now, once again, don't get me wrong, all the artists and performers that appear on this website look brilliant. I mean, the top twins are fabulous. You know, you've got some other...
Especially if one is standing on top
of
the other one.
And breathing fire or whatever. But is that a buskers festival? And so they're at in Christchurch at the moment, they're at a crossroads. This festival needs to make money, otherwise it's going to be canned, apparently. So maybe that's why they're doing this. But I just thought, if it's a buskers festival, then you kind of shouldn't be asking for ticket prices. Just saying.
Of course, when I was busking, I never actually just came out and asked people for money. I mean, you had the guitar case open. It was pretty clear what the procedure was. Made about as much as I would have if I'd been on the dole. I always feel a bit guilty when you do see those street performers and they get to that part of their act where they've got this spiel about, you know, give me some money. Some of them do it well. Some of them make you just feel really guilty that you're not going to pay them more money than you're going to pay them. She's not going to give them $30. Who's going to give them $30? Am I just a cheapskate? Anyway, and I used to busk, so, you know. Anyway, I am Glenn ZB. That was the rewrap for Friday for the week for Chris Lynch. Mike Hosking, remember him? The voice will sound familiar to him when I play him to you next week. Anyway, we'll see you then.